This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal-Sachs. The Local Farmers Feeding Our Communities Act would make it easier for small-scale farmers to sell their produce locally, to food banks, for instance. It was introduced in the House with bipartisan support, including from Central Coast Democratic Representative Jimmy Panetta. The thing is, there's already a U.S. Department of Agriculture program that does what the bill is proposing. But this spring, the Trump administration cut a lot of its funding. According to a 2023 report, every dollar spent through the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program, or LFPA, has generated about $1.75 in local economic impacts.
What these programs create is not necessarily a subsidy, but it's a market channel that is actually accessible and pays fair market price.
Hector Ryder works at the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. He says the LFPA cuts have hit small-scale farmers hard, but he's hopeful the new legislation will get signed into law as part of the next farm bill.
When that's going to happen, if it's going to happen, we don't know, but there is at least an effort.
Central Coast residents looking to buy an electric vehicle may want to do so soon. A federal tax credit expires at the end of September. For those who qualify, it provides up to $7,500 off the price of a new EV and $4,000 off the price of a used one. There are also a handful of local EV rebates right now. Danny Ordaz is the program manager at EVs for Everyone, an initiative of the nonprofit Ecology Action. He says his organization wants to help people navigate the rebate process.
We also offer to go with them to the dealerships if needed, and that makes them feel a little more comfortable.
EVs for Everyone offers support in English and Spanish. This is KAZU News.